This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to all of you. This is Vicky Follens from the Trademark Clearinghouse, and I want to, and I'm happy to provide you an update again on the clearinghouse. And we also have Wendy, Director of CINIC, here to introduce the new Chinese TLD extensions for .company and .network. She will provide you with a more update on what you need to look out for, how's the sunrise and the launch program. But first, some items that we just want to make sure. So we have muted all the lines. Questions can be provided in the comment field, which you can see in your left-hand corner on the top of the balloon. You can provide your questions there, and we will take them up with that. And we will provide you with a information update on the clearinghouse as well as a status update. If you can, yeah. So first of all, for those of you that are new, what does the clearinghouse do? So we provide three kinds of services. First of all, we have the priority registration or the sunrise periods, where you as a trademark holder can benefit from our services by allowing you to register your trademark as a domain name prior to anybody else. In addition, we have the monitoring services, so you will receive a notification when somebody else tries to register a domain name that matches your trademark. Why is that provided? Well, it could be in the case that some TLDs, you do not want to register your trademark, but you do want to be notified when somebody else does. So these are the monitoring services that the clearinghouse provides. And also we have the third-party rights protection mechanism. What is that? Well, some TLDs are currently saying that trademark holders can block their domain names when you have an invalid trademark record and a valid SMD file provided by the clearinghouse. Sunrise services, monitoring services, all of these are related to all the different TLDs, so not only to the .website or .network or .online, but all provided throughout all the TLDs that are upcoming, so you can receive these services for all those TLDs. So it's one centralized database. It does not work for the one sunrise. It works for all sunrises, and it is also not limited to any script or local limitations. Where are we today? So as today, we have over the 31,000 trademarks in the clearinghouse. More trademark holders are opting in for the multiple year recordings, and 87% of them are submitted by trademark agents. And if you look at the more than 31,000 trademarks, they are coming from 12,000 organizations from 98 different countries. And if you look at the top organizations, you see that most of them are coming from the United States, but we hope with the launch of this TLD that we will definitely see that the organizations residing in China will also be in the top 10 very soon. From the 31,154 trademark records in the clearinghouse, they are coming from 117 jurisdictions. And you see here that in the top 10, we all do have China in there, so that means that there are a lot of, at least some Chinese trademarks that are in the clearinghouse. Approximately about 3% of the records are indeed coming from China. And we hope that this will expand with the launch of the new TLDs, where Wendy will be providing you information on. For the Q&A, I will skip this one. So again, for those of you that are just joined, if you have questions, please go ahead and provide your questions in the comment field. We will take them at the end of the session. I will now provide the presentation or the platform to Wendy, who will be providing you an update on the difference. But just one moment, because I'm having a technical issue. There we go. So now I will hand it over to Wendy. And first of all, Wendy, thank you so much for providing us with this presentation on the different TLDs.
Thank you, Vicky. Hi, everyone. I would say good evening for people from Asia. But for good morning for the people from the other region. I'm Wendy from CINIC, And today I'm going to give a brief introduction of our new GTLD, 公司网络. I will keep it brief and then save time for the questions. So basically, I will talk from the six different parts. The first is the milestone of our new GTLD, 公司网络. The reasons to choose our new GTLD. And then we have the additional value-added services which can guarantee our top-level domain name are secure. And fourth, I'm going to give a little bit details of the registration and the verifications. Fifth, and the different period of our launch program. And the sixth part, not the least one, which is where you can go to register your domain names. So the first, in 2013 March, CNIC, which is Chinese Internet Network Information Center, has made our applications to ICANN to in order to include our .公司 and .网络 as part of the ICANN new GTLD program. And the end of last year, which is 15th of November, we have signed RA with ICANN. And our excuse me, our top-level domain names has been delegated to root server in 21st of January. So our sunrise period going to start, our sunrise period have started already, which is today. Today is the first day of our sunrise period. And the second is the reason why choose the .公司 and .网络. .公司网络 has run by CNIC, which is the local industry leaders. We have run .cn as a country called top level domain for the past 17 years. So as the only registry of China, we have tons of experience to run a top level domain, even though it's only country code. And the second is the .公司 and .网络 has a semantic precision, which has the broad market. One in every five people in the world actually speak Chinese, and Chinese enjoy an internet community of over 0.6 billion and 18 million domains. We can see .公司 and .网络 are widely applicable in this precious market. For the .公司 and .网络 is the best business card for a foreign company. The Chinese domain name are easy to remember, easy to use. If you, let's say, for example, if you're an international company like Carrefour, and if you only present your website using English ASCII domain name, the local person might not recognize with your brand. But if you register in Chinese domain name, people will recognize your brand immediately. And .公司 and .网络 will be the pioneer choice of global business in China. .公司 and .网络 is the unified brand domain name. You can register local brand name as your local web label to match your local marketing strategy, which make it easier for your local customer to identify you. And we have old numbers, letters, and even traditional Chinese. For the Chinese, two different label of Chinese, one is traditional, one is simplified. And normally we register simplified Chinese domain name to our users. But we will reserve the traditional one for them for later to activate it. But it works. However, it worked worthwhile. If someone wants to register traditional Chinese domain name, it works, and we will reserve the simplified domain name for them. Use .公司 and .网络 without worries. We have perfect monitoring service system to make sure our client or users can use our domain name with security. So we have an operation monitoring system that we can monitor DNS accessibility and stability, like we monitoring the bugs, their setup, the traffic, and security. And also we can watch the DNS hijacking, the usability of web server, loading time of the web page if the client would like to find out. And also with our monitoring service system, we can monitor the content either. We can monitoring phishing and other illegal content like drug abuse, pornography. For the registration verifications, any individual or organizations can be subject to civil liability, can register our domain name. And the length of registration period will be no longer than 10 years. And the priority will be first come, first serve. The domain name label, I won't go to detail, but it's just like every other in the ASCII domain name. For the first time application and renewal and transfer will apply the ICANN current policy. I won't go to that detail as well. For the verification of application material, I want to put it out as for applicant from abroad, you need to submit, you are individual, efficient photo ID applied or scanned copy, for example, if you have a driver license. For organizations or corporations, a scanned copy of your business identification will be required. Our launch program, we have the normal sunrise period, which start from today and to July 30th, and will that period only open up to trademark holders in TMCH, and it will apply for the first-come, first-served mechanism. Upon the TMCH, we have our own brand protection period. We call it Pioneer Period. It will start on 31st of July and finish up on 20th of August. The policy of this period will only open to the registered trademark holders in China and abroad. Without those brands cannot read into the TMCH. And those can be Chinese characters or pinyin congruence with trademarks are allowed and will serve as a first come, first serve. And for those period, the Pioneer official price recommended are 320 RMB and the register for no less than 3 years. And we have a promotion on that period if anyone registered of the domain name of 3 to 5 years will get one year free. And if anyone registered from 6 to 8 years, they will get 2 year free. LandRush. Our LandRush will start on 21st of August and finish up at 16th of September. And that's pre-registration. And for the auction period, start at 17th of September and finish up at 26th of September. The general availability will start from 27th of September. And for the retail prices, recommended will be 320 RMB. Our partners. Those on the screen are our international partners, 17 total. And those on the screen are our domestic partners, and it's 25 in total. That will be all. That's all. That's the brief introduction of Daogong Zen Dao Wang Luo. I think I'm open up for questions now.
Thank you, Wendy, so much for that great presentation. I don't see at this moment any questions, but I will. I'll leave it open for a couple of few minutes. Again, for those of you that have questions, please pose them through the chat. If you don't know where the chat box is, you can look at the left-hand corner and you can see your chat box there. And while we're waiting, I just want to remind everybody that we are doing the same presentation this Thursday at 10 a.m. Belgium time, which is 8 a.m. UTC, I believe, which will we also provide in Chinese. So for those of you that want to hear the presentation again, you're happy to join us on Thursday, and you can let your clients as well know or other companies that you know that will be interested in this presentation that we will provide it on Thursday in Chinese. And if there no more questions, or if there are no questions at this time, please feel free to always reach out to us if you have questions. Wendy has also put in the chat box her email address, I believe, Wendy, that they can email you if they have additional questions. Is that correct?
Yes, please. I have my email addresses, and if anyone have further questions, and please send me an email, and then I will reply to you straight away.
Okay, great. Well, then, with that, then I think I want to thank you, Wendy, for providing this presentation, and I hope the next session is as good or better than this session. And if there are questions, so everybody knows where to reach us. And then I want to thank everybody for being on and participating in this webinar, and I'm wishing everybody a great day.
Okay, thank you, Vicky, and thank you, everyone, for being to this conference.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.